Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's hear what kind of messages we are going to get. And we will start, as always, by introducing ourselves. So it's time for you to learn about the magical DC Love. DC? DC, are you muted?
There was a big whistling, Barbara. I don't know what that was.
Oh, okay.
I heard a big whistling. That's all I could hear. Every time I talked, it was like a whistle. Hello, everyone. Can you hear me now? I'm glad that, you know, we're connected. This is the magical DC Love. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, and as you know, a radio show host. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, and every now and then the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. Joan and I connected while she was in a coma, and at that time she threatened me. And believe it or not, we've been together ever since. Joan has left this door open, and others on the other side have walked through that space, and it has given me access to the most ironic yet fascinating mixture of divine source. It has also provided me with the ability to relate and work with a wide variety of people. And prior to these changes, these beautiful, you know, changes that I've gone through, my work background had been in law enforcement, but I've hung up my 357, and I now offer angelic love to serve and protect. I have come to know that love is what I am, but more importantly, love is what we all are, and this is the force that I now belong to. As well, it is the backbone in my current journey of service. Greetings and good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, a conscious channel, a speaker and author, and a spiritual energy healer. I help people step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. This helps them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. Now they are living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I always stand in the energy of unconditional love with everyone that I work with, and a session with me is a safe place where nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. You can learn more about me or about DC Love, which is in DC Love or me, by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus and scroll to the bottom of that page, and you'll find Learn More button. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's website, so that's one of the ways that you can connect with her. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me, but feel free to look around that website and my other websites if you want to. I post information that I found worked for me, and you may just find what you're looking for. Okay, now it's time for us to hear the messages. So, DC, what do you have for us today?
Well, the first thing I have, Barbara, is it's a small little blessing, and it was written by Reverend Jamie Lynn Thompson. It's called Sparkly Blessings. May the divine and the angels surround you this day with their mighty wings. May you shine your light for all the world to see just how sparkly beautiful you are. May your sparkly self color the world with bright rainbow hues. Sparkly blessings of light and love, sparkle on. And with that being said, I have a message from Jesus that I'd like to read. It's a channeled message. Beloved ones, life can be difficult every now and then. Please take this time to pray for the people of Texas. Can you imagine how different our world would be if we spread love instead of violence? Life would be as it should be. Please begin by sending love to everyone you meet. Love is the answer. Allow love to heal every heart. Be a living example of divine love. Divine love is perfect, infinite, and enduring. Remember, prayer is powerful. It is one of the most powerful tools that we have. So please, pray today. Your thoughts and your words do have an impact on the world. Please, pray for peace on earth. The angel of peace is present as we speak, and she asks each of you, just for today, choose to feel no anger or resentment toward anyone or anything. Focus on your own peace of mind. Violence is deeply disturbing. No one can separate you from love. It is time to respect others and live life with an open heart and mind. Give freely from your heart. Archangel Michael joins us now as well. He is the symbol of true courage. He reminds us that God's love is the only power there is, and he asks that we focus upon gratitude and keep our hearts open to receiving. Change starts with you, beloveds. Free your mind and the world will follow. Love yourself first and know that you are worth loving. Let go of any negativity that you presently have. Okay? And release lots of pain and suffering. Be open to receive through unconditional love. Love is all that is needed to feed your soul. Allow your life to take you in a direction that speaks of love. Greet the new with love, hope, and joy. Keep moving forward one step at a time. Each day gives us an opportunity to begin again. Peace be with each of you. Open your heart and allow love to flow to you and then through you. Nothing, I repeat, nothing is more powerful than love. We have all been created for greater things, and the way of peace is the way of love. Let us surrender now to love. And I have another message from Jesus. Beloved ones, I am here to ask each of you to resonate with love and light. May peace fill every fiber of your being. You have infinite power within you. Will you use that power to bring peace to the world and ensure a better tomorrow for all of God's children? Allow everything that is not filled with divine love to be released. All it takes is your willingness to let go. It is now time to evolve, to be transformed and empowered. Breathe in the divine love of pure unconditional love. Feel the beautiful, omnipotent, healing energy as it washes over you. Know that you are one with all that is. Allow this beautiful love to permeate the depths of your heart and expand outward and flow to every person in the universe. Stand in your truth. Own your magnificence. Every aspect of your life is divinely guided, and I ask that each of you shine your light brightly for others to see. Allow the world to feel the warmth of your radiance. It is now time to step into your truth and fulfill your greater purpose. Do not fear, because I am always with you. Let each moment be filled with divine love, which is your birthright. Will you accept it? Allow this divine love to inspire you to reach new levels of greatness. You are fully supported throughout your journey. Do you feel the power of our divine connection? Please tune into the power. Turn it up and let it warm the hearts of people in all over our vast universe. Let the love embrace everyone and create peace worldwide. Be the change that you wish to see in the world. Do not wait for another one to take action. Make peace a universal reality. Will you be an example of peace? Take a step in the direction of your magnificence. Be who you are, because you are exactly where you are meant to be. Beloved ones, break free from that which is holding you back. Let go of all the reasons and excuses. The future begins right now. Right now. Let peace flow through you. When just one person desires peace, it is the light that lights the ways for another to follow. You can make a difference. You are an extension of my divine love. You are here to help heal humanity, and you are so needed right now. Step out of that which you fear. Trust in who you are and embrace your true potential. Accept what is and lovingly follow your path as it unfolds. You are the source of all that is. You are an instrument of the divine. Be an example of peace, love, and hope, and don't let someone dim your light just because it is shining in their eyes. Focus on the positive and walk in faith, and don't forget to smile. You may not see it now, my child, but I am directing you. There is no fear in love. Go with the flow. Tap into the unlimited resources of love. Just say yes. You are filled with infinite power, and you are limitless. You are a source of love. Let your love vibrate now throughout the universe. Your time is now. Seek to see peace within everything and everyone. The way of peace is the way of love. Love is the greatest power on earth. Love is the only force capable of transforming an enemy into a friend. I ask that each of you be messengers of peace. Let there be peace on earth. World peace starts from within. Beloved ones, treat your fellow man with love, compassion, and understanding. And let peace begin now with you. I love you, Jesus. And Barbara, those are my messages.
Those are wonderful, wonderful messages. Thank you, DC.
Thank you.
And now, I started reading this book, and Jesus wants me to read part of it to you guys. The book is called The Places That Scare You, A Guide to Fearlessness in Difficult Times, and it's written by Pema Chodron. And I hope I said her name right, but I don't know if I did, but she'll forgive me. So she teaches and she gives talks. And so this is actually in the prologue, and it's the first two little paragraphs. And just these two paragraphs were just instantly like, oh, my gosh. Okay, so here it is. When I teach, I begin with a compassionate aspiration. I express the wish that we will apply the teachings in our everyday lives and thus free ourselves and others from suffering. During the talk, I encourage the audience to keep an open mind. This is often likened to the wonder of a child seeing the world without preconceptions. As the Zen master Suzuki Roshi put it, in the beginner's mind, there are many possibilities, but in the expert's mind, there are few. And that sentence about, you know, the beginner's mind having many possibilities and the expert's mind having few really resonated with me. Because I hadn't really thought about it that way. You know, we're taught that if someone's an expert, we should, you know, look at what they're saying and just get all of this inspiration from them. But this is showing that actually someone who's just starting will see things that an expert will not see. So it doesn't matter where you are on your journey, it's still a good place to be. You are still valuable. You are still you. Okay. So here is what Jesus wants to say to you today. Beloved ones, life is a journey, and it's a wonderful journey. And we want each of you to embrace that journey, to enjoy that journey, to realize that it's not a problem, that you're on the journey. When something is happening in your life that you consider to be horrible for whatever reason, we'd like for you to just step back and breathe and let go of that whole preconceived notion about how it is and open up to the guidance that you're receiving. Open up to the feeling of peace about the situation. The peace doesn't just come when the situation is resolved. The peace is there throughout the entire situation. Why not experience peace? No matter what is going on, this is one of your choices. Your whole life is about choices. Everything that you experience is based on your choices. So stop seeing life as something that you are condemned to endure. Life is a journey, and everything that happens, you have a choice about. You have a choice about what happens in your life. You have a choice about your reactions to what happens in your life. You have a choice about what you create as a result of what happens in your life. You have choices, an endless variety of choices. Do not ever forget this. And do not ever forget that you are not required to struggle or suffer or have any negative emotions at all. That is also a choice. So when you start looking at your eyes through the wonder of a child, it gives you the freedom to embrace who you are, the freedom to embrace what you are living, the freedom to embrace your choices. And you always have a choice. Life is a wonderful adventure. We hope that each of you begins to enjoy it. We love you, and we are here to assist you. But it is your choice. Be the happiness that you seek, because it is already within you. You are love. You are love. You are love. Okay? That's what he wanted to share.
Beautiful. And Barbara, it sort of goes along with a message that I've been telling others. I was talking about little Jackson. I had gotten him a helium balloon the other day, and it was like a Mylar balloon, like the foil, and it had a car on it. And he just grabbed the string. He's yelling, "Oh, wow." And he's running with it. It looked like he was running with a kite. And it was just the cutest little thing. And, you know, and he's saying, like, "Thank you," you know, showing his gratitude and everything. So I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, this simple little balloon and made, you know, his day. And just to see the eyes, you know, to see life through the eyes of a child and, like, the simplistic view of life and how much he enjoyed that little balloon for a while. It was, like, the best thing. I was like, oh, my gosh. But he was running around, like, our living room with this balloon. He's holding on to the string, and he's looking up at the car that's, you know, on the balloon, and it's touching the ceiling. We were so, so happy, like, just playing with him in that respect. It was so wonderful. So I do feel like, you know, we really have to see things through the eyes of a child to really sometimes appreciate them, you know?
Yes, definitely. And we need to remember that it's okay if something is simple. In fact, actually, that's the way we should want it to be. Life is meant to be simple.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
We are the ones who complicate it. And when we complicate it, we put all this stuff in there that doesn't need to be. Life is meant to be simple. And we get to enjoy it when it's simple.
Oh, we really do. And as I said, a simple little balloon, and he was just, like, so happy, and the smile, like, was from ear to ear. It was just amazing.
And that is wonderful. That's one of the things that children are always reminding us of, is the wonder of life. And we really need to pay more attention to them. We need to pay more attention to our children instead of, you know, pushing them off and thinking, when they're adults, I can have a conversation with them. Have a conversation with a child. Seriously. Sit down and talk to them about anything. And they have this interesting view of life. And they don't have all of the garbage in the way that we have as we get older. So spend some time and talk to a child. Talk to them about anything. It doesn't matter whether or not you consider them knowledgeable enough to know the answer. They actually have that connection to the divine, too, and their connection is more open than ours are because we close them off as we age. And so they may be relaying to you incredible wisdom, wisdom that you've shut your heart off from, but that they are still open to. So, yeah, find a kid under 6 years old and sit down and have a talk with them. I think everybody's day would go better if they did that.
Oh, it sounds like a plan, Barbara. Oh, my goodness, yes.
Okay. And we have no callers today. And, of course, my chat room will not open, so I have no idea who's in there. And this is so strange. We have no callers. I just like,
oh, my goodness.
Looking at the board going, what on earth is going on?
Well, we must be getting better and better. We're delivering those messages so fast, and everybody's gotten what they need, maybe, you know? I don't know.
Maybe so.
I do have the angel of life purpose coming in and letting everyone know that this angel is always with each of us. And just reminding us, you know, to really, you know, we've come here for a purpose, and the angel of life's purpose will help you accomplish what you're here to do. So, you know, if you're having trouble with the process, like, you know, of accomplishing things, you know, moving forward, connecting with your abundance, you know, getting maybe a job that you'd want or starting a different career, connect with this beautiful angel. And you will see that you're going to embark on a beautiful new journey. And the angel could actually put people, earthly people, here to help you and to get you where you need to be and help you to accomplish your purpose. Because I feel that there's so many of us that are here, they may know like a little bit of their life purpose, but they are a little confused. And with the angel of life purpose, we get, you know, things back in the proper perspective. Okay? And like you said about, like, you know, connecting with the child, this angel helps us, you know, to remember what we wanted, you know, to be when we were young. And, you know, when we connect with that, it really helps us to get, you know, on track and sort of maybe there's, like, you know, by connecting with what you wanted to do as a child, you're putting, like, pieces of the puzzle together. And then somehow we grow up and then, you know, we do get disconnected from everything. So spend some time with the child. You know, connect with that inner child, connect with your joy, and you're going to, you know, you're going to be able to connect with your life purpose. You're going to pursue the things that you want to pursue, And you may see things, you know, quite differently. And something that is your joy can truly become a career for you. So that's what the Angel of Life Purpose has to say, Barbara.
Well, wonderful. I love that, you know, connecting more with who we truly are. Because so often we get wrapped up in life and in the world, we forget who we really are. And we forget that there's more to life than just what we've been taught about life. And opening up to that more, it's a wonderful feeling. And there's so much freedom in it. You actually have the freedom to be you. And most people don't get to experience that, don't get to feel that. So it's wonderful when people are open to being who they truly are. And I encourage everyone to do that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm not sure what else we're supposed to tell everyone today.
Well, the other thing we should tell everyone is just make sure that you never forget to count your blessings, Barbara.
Yes.
It's really important that we just stay in that, you know, attitude of gratitude. And, you know, when we see the things that we have, we connect and we see all those beautiful blessings, it sort of, like, helps us to shift from, like, I don't have this, I don't have that, and to saying, oh, my gosh, look what I have. What a blessing this is, you know? And when we become optimistic and we focus in a more positive way, you're going to see how more blessings do come into your life.
Yes. And for people who have a problem with, you know, coming up with a list of everything you're grateful for, you don't even have to have a list. You can just simply say, thank you, thank you, thank you. Just spend 5 minutes a day just saying thank you and nothing else. Just say thank you and see how much lighter you feel at the end of those 5 minutes. It's not about saying the exact right thing. It's just about getting into that energy, that vibration of gratitude and love. And that is what you are doing. That is what is going to feel different to you. It's not, God really doesn't want you to, you know, fall all over yourself, you know, telling him what a great job he's doing and this is why my life is so wonderful. God loves you whether you ever say that or not. But when you are in that energy of gratitude, when you are saying thank you, that is changing where you are. That is bringing you to the level that is higher than the level you start out at. That is making you closer to that unconditional love that is the Creator. So you are doing it not just to say thank you to God, but also to say thank you to yourself, because you are the one who is creating your life, creating your experiences. Don't ignore yourself. Don't ignore your value. Spend some time, just a few minutes every day, just saying thank you. And if you want to spend hours doing it, that's even better. But, you know, just a few minutes is all you need.
Awesome. That was a beautiful message.
Well, you know, we have these beautiful lives and we need to learn to live them.
Yes, we certainly do.
Okay, well, I guess we are finished for today. So they want me to mention that I'm starting the Healing with Jesus and Divine Mother class today at 1 o'clock Central, and I'm starting the Automatic Writing class this evening at 7:30 Central. So if you'd like to do either one of those, go to divinelyguidedhealing.com. and click on the tab that says Automatic Writing or Healing with Jesus and Divine Mother and sign up, because this is meant to help you to clear out the clutter and the preconceptions that you have about your life, because everything starts with what we believe, including physical ailments. It all starts with what we believe. And so clearing out those beliefs really does change your life. And I encourage everybody to start doing things that actually change your life.
Beautiful, Barbara.
Okay. Well, we are done for today then. Thank you so much, DC, for being here and being who you are and making such a difference in my life.
Oh, and you make it in mine as well. And I've had my share, my daily dose of vitamin G, so I'm rearing to go for the day.
Okay. Well, we will be back on Thursday. We hope everyone has a wonderful 2 days. And don't forget to show yourself that you love you. Thanks for listening,
yeah.
Everybody. Bye.
Bye.